I've been attacking my rehab really tough to get to this point, you know, and I do plan on having surgery. I plan on getting surgery as soon as I leave here. So I'm doing everything I can to make sure I can compete with these guys coming Monday. Lightweight. I mean, I've done different things. I've worked out hard, modified weight, but I've done everything I can to make sure I can weigh in. I weighed in pretty big today, I feel like, so 248. My height was 6'6" and a half, and weight was 248. My playing weight was close to 240 at the university.
Yeah, you were an offensive player to start off your career, and then you went to the side. Were you reluctant at first, or did you know it would be great for your career?
Not at all. I understood, you know, that was the best opportunity for me to get on the football field. So, you know, I took it. Coach Kelly and my position coach, Coach Azanero, you know, they had a plan for me, and you know, I stuck with it, you know, and things worked out for the best for me.
But a lot of guys go to Oregon because they love the offense. Yeah. They want to be a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I imagine myself running down the field catching the bomb from, you know, from a Darren Thomas or a Mariota, but, you know, things don't work out that way. You got to adjust, and like I said, I adjusted, and I took it and ran with it.
Now you look back on it, you're a natural defensive player.
Yeah, you know, I would rather do the hitting than get hit, so this is a lot better. Pass rush, you know, I feel like me lining up all over the field on defense just shows my athleticism. Shows that, you know, that I understand the game and that I did a lot for the university. But, you know, my whole thing is getting after the quarterback, so pass rushing would be my number one. You know, if that happens, you know, then I'll be glad to show up in Philly and, you know, and do my best there. But, you know, I'm not in control of that. So.
What do you think would be an advantage? It'll
be somewhat of an advantage, you know, but I'm still stepping into, you know, a whole new system, you know, a whole new ground, and I'm dealing with another level of football, so I'm gonna have to step up and, you know, be a professional no matter where I go.
People said you're a different kind of athlete in pass rush, in a positive way, there's not as bad as it. Mm-hmm. What do you think that means to you?
Like you said, I think it just shows that, you know, that I have the ability, you know, to. I understand the game. I understand defenses. You know, because I played on the offensive side of the ball, you know, I understand a lot of the offensive schemes also. So, you know, it plays to my abilities. You know, just understanding a lot of little things, and just my size. You know, 6'7", outside linebackers. It's kind of unique. I feel like. I can't remember. Honestly. Yes, ma'am. Next week, I'm getting my shoulder taken care of in Los Angeles at the Curlin Job Center.
What's the rehab
timetable, Dion? I mean, what are you looking at before you leave back 100% again, coming out of that?
Yeah, give me about 3 to 4 months as far as my rehab. And, you know, I'm going to attack my rehab after surgery as hard as I did before, you know, just to make sure I'm able to show up to camp and compete with all the other guys.
What is it, a labrum or what part of the shoulder?
Yeah, it's a labrum. It's a labrum injury. No, I wasn't the 2-point conversion. I hurt myself in the middle of our season, Colorado game, and you know, it was just an unfortunate event. You know, I went and made a tackle the wrong way, and you know, like I said, you shouldn't arm tackle when I got the worst of it. But you know, I've dealt with it. I only missed one game last season. I dealt with it, and I feel like it shows my toughness. You know, that I finished the season. You know, I stayed through with my team, and I made sure, as a leader and as a senior of our team, it shows that, you know, that I'm willing to win and do what it takes to compete.
Yeah, with Chip, everybody talks about offense and the offensive mastermind, and people felt that you needed a solid defensive coordinator because he doesn't have much experience on that side.
Uh-huh.
Is that not true or true? Or?
I mean, in the NFL, you know, it takes good defense to win, you know. You can have the best offense and all the talent you want on the offensive side of the ball, but it takes good defense, you know, to win. Somebody's got to stop the guys on the other side. So, I understand that. I understood that at our level, at the college level. We had to have a good defense, and we developed it. We got much better, and we supported Coach Kelly's offense, and I'm pretty sure he understands that, you know, now. Yeah, Coach Kelly's he's a head coach of National Football League. He understands a lot. You know, he's a genius.
What's it like to practice against that offensive tempo?
It's unique. You know, as a defensive player, you know, keeping up with guys like a Kenyon Barner, chasing him down the field, or LaMichael James, or even a DeAnthony Thomas, you know, those guys are very special. You know, so as a defensive player, being able to keep up with those guys Monday through Friday, you know, when we get to the game on Saturday, it's pretty easy for us as far as the game speed.
Do you think you can do the same type of practice with a much
smaller offense? Yeah, I believe so. You know, I mean, I'm used to that type of tempo, so, you know, I'm ready. You know, I feel like. I believe so. Like I said before, it's all up to the personnel, the type of guys that you have. You know, he's going to have to get guys on the offensive side of the ball, you know, that understands what it takes, you know, to play at that type of tempo, and just smart guys, you know, because it's fast paced. So everybody has to be on the same page.
DM, what was Jerry
Azzanero like to play for? Coach Azzanero, he was the best. You know, he was not only a good coach, but a good teacher. No, he teaches, taught us everything about life, you know, about how to be a professional. As far as me, that's what I took from it, you know, being professional at a different level, at the college level. So, you know, it was a blessing, like I said, to be moved over to the side. I listened to everything that he said, and he got me to this point as far as my football abilities and football IQ. It'd be much better. You know, I won't have to deal with a lot of questions about what's your favorite uniform. I enjoyed the throwback uniforms, you know, something different. It was always unique.
Dion, have you found out that it's a 3-4 team coming to you?
I get a lot of talk from 3-4 defenses, mainly because, you know, that's what I played at the college level, and it's the best spot to utilize my athleticism.
Dion, what's your potential as a pass rusher since you've only been doing it now for a couple of years?
You know, it shows my athleticism. You know, it shows that like I said, I can line up all over the field and get after the quarterback. It shows that I understand defense. You know, just adjusting to the defense on the fly, you know, and just my speed, you know, just having the speed to come off the edge every play. I never came off the field, you know. I was all three downs, even four downs if we needed. So.
Yeah, just in terms of feedback, what's the main areas that you've heard from that they'd like to see improve at this point?
I mean, the one thing I feel like I have to improve is my strength. You know, getting to the next level. It's a big boy game, so. Now, I'm sorry. So you're going to have to, you know, I understand that that's, you know, just not only me, but everybody that's getting to this point. You know, our strength is key. You know, I feel like it plays a lot in the longevity of playing at the National Football League, playing in the National Football League. I haven't talked to him yet.
What's it like being 6'7", Dion? What's it like being 6'7" and covering receivers in the slot?
It makes it a lot easier for me, you know, because I know the quarterback won't throw the ball my way.
Dion, what do you play now? What do you feel you need to play to be a rush linebacker in this league?
Around 250, you know, that's how much I weighed in today, 248 pounds. And it's weight, you know, that I feel like I could put on easy. You know, I have the frame to add as much as possible. You know, so you know, I'm going to get stronger and continue to stay healthy.
You going to do the workout here?
Yeah, I'm working out. I'm doing everything here except the bench press. And, you know, I'm going to do whatever I have to do, you know, to compete and show the teams what I have.
Josh,
I haven't seen Chip yet.
Josh, no. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate everything.